What makes Rise different from the other albums you guys have put out?
Oh, so many things. Anybody that's sort of followed us can tell that there's been a pretty marked evolution this time around. Most notable would be in the vocal department. We have a new lead singer on this album, and as in addition to a new drummer and a second guitar player. So the musicianship of the band has changed quite drastically. And with that, with such changes in the lineup, come a whole new pool of influences. So you've got, you know, three new guys that are coming in, bringing their ideas, which we encourage. And, you know, so it's just, you're dealing with a completely separate set of ingredients in this time around. So I think just because of that, the sound, the direction, everything has just kind of changed. It's more of, that's a better energy. A lot of times in the past, you know, we struggle to sort of find our own voice and what it was that defined us as a band, right? This time around, we just sort of removed all the restrictions of what we are or should be and just let everybody sort of play to their strengths. And I think it came out in a much more varied and energetic sounding rock album.
Okay, you guys have gone through about, you know, three guitarists, four drummers. How confident are you that this lineup is the best?
Well, I would say the proof is in the pudding, and that the album itself, the end product, the music that we created, to me is the strongest. So I think that is probably the proof that we found the right formula of players. You know, we've been doing this long enough that I've sort of learned to never to say never. I mean, we actually have a song on this album called Nothing is Forever, because whenever you start out as a band, you know, everybody has this vision of being the Beatles or Led Zeppelin or some band that, you know, is going to be the same four buddies from the hood that are going to go through thick and thin. But the reality of it in today's music business is quite different than it was in the 60s or 70s. So a lot more challenges and pitfalls along the way, and it's really hard to keep a group of musicians who are, you know, creative and diverse by their very nature on the same mission, on the same path. So I'm always hopeful every time we go into it. Obviously, I wouldn't really invite anybody into the fold if I didn't think that they were going to be there for the long haul. But at the same time, it's never been a situation where I wanted anybody to stay if they were unhappy. So hence the revolving door policy. But, you know, all you can do is keep trying and hope that eventually you'll find that magical formula.